beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, we greet you heartily, giving you a welcome to the great privilege of looking into the Word of God. How blessed it is to know that we have a book, one of divine revelation from Genesis through Revelation, which reveals the purposes and the counsels of God for the human race to understand and to search if they only will. And now we are coming to consider that great event which in our preceding message we read of in Revelation chapter 20, beginning at verse 11 through 15. That great white throne of judgment to which the world is hastening and to which all the human race which will stand before the judge in that day on that occasion as being the unsaved dead. And what a description we have noted. Let me read the words again from beginning to the end of the portion. John writing to say, I saw a great white throne, him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and Hades delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged every man according to their works. Death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. May God bless the reading and the hearing of these words of divine revelation. We have noted the great white throne judgment is brought before us in these words of Revelation chapter 20. We have noted the characteristic description of that throne. It is great because of the vastness of the occasion, the greatest judgment that ever will be held. It is white because of the purity and the holiness and the righteousness of that judgment. 'Twill manifest the holiness and the righteousness and the purity of God. He will be a just God. We have also noted who the judge is. The one who will be sitting upon that throne, him that sat upon it, none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We quote again with the confirmation of the fact from the words of the Lord Jesus in John 5:22. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. My beloved listener, may I say to you and say to mine own heart, whatever may be the form of judgment that you and I may face when we pass out of this scene into eternity, there's only one person who will judge us. That will be the Son of God himself. I raise the question very pertinently. Are you ready to meet him? Oh, remember that we read in the Word of God, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And we raise the important question to you, my sinner friend unsaved. Why not get ready to meet him? And do not meet him unsaved in your sins and stand before him at that great white throne in judgment. We have also noted in the 11th verse that when the Christ of God is seated on that throne of judgment, from his face of glory and greatness, the heaven and the earth flees away. 'Twill be the dissolution, 'twill be the destruction, 'twill be the explosion of the present universe of our heaven and earth as we now know it. Not again with a flood will it be destroyed, but it will be destroyed by fire, as Peter has stated in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. But I want you to note something very important. Though there was found no place for the present heaven, no place for the present earth, John writes in verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. My beloved, please may I point out to you, though there's no earth, though there's no heaven for them to stand upon, according to the dissolution of that universe to be. Yet they stand before God. You may raise the question, what are they standing on? May I put it this way, where are they standing? They can be standing right in space, my friend. God will make them to stand. My beloved, may I say, in this age of what we would call the space age, would to God that men and women, boys and girls, would realize there is coming a great white throne judgment at the end of time, and those who shall stand before the judge will need not to have their feet planted upon any rock, upon the earth, upon any ground, but they'll stand before the eternal judge, even though they may be standing only in space. My beloved, may I remind you, they will have been resurrected from the graves. It will be that second resurrection of which the Word of God speaks. Let me read it. We have it in chapter 20. At the beginning of the chapter, we have these words. And please let me read them in verses 5 and 6. After the millennial reign of Christ, we read that the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. And then in verse 6, we have the fact that the first resurrection that takes place for the redeemed, blessed and holy is the first, or is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power or authority. May I point out the fact, as we have read in Revelation 20 at the end of the chapter, this great white throne judgment will be the resurrection of the unsaved dead, and it will be the second death for them. It will not be the physical death. It will be the eternal death. It will not be the physical separation of their spirit and soul and from the body. But it will be that in resurrection, spirit and soul and body united together in resurrection, they'll stand before God and taste the inevitable judgment, eternal consequence, eternal death, which is called in our chapter the second death. But may I again emphasize, they shall stand before God, whether they are small, whether they are great. The rich man will be there. The poor man will be there. Whatever it may be, the educated or the illiterate, if they are standing there without Christ as their Savior, regardless of their portion and their position in life, their condition, their situation, who they were, what they were, they all stand before God. Oh, may I solemnly repeat the words. Note it. They stand, both small and great, they stand before God. Can I raise the question, my listener? Do you wish to stand before God? You may not, but I declare you will. But oh, I beg of you, do not be among the number that in that day from the dead will be raised. And in that second resurrection of judgment, one that is called in chapter 5 of John, verse 29, the resurrection of damnation. For in that verse, there is the revelation of a resurrection unto life, and there is the revelation of a resurrection unto damnation. Please, my listening friend, I beg of you to listen carefully. Before you and before me, there is a choice to make, to have our place in a coming resurrection that will be unto life eternal. And on the other hand, if unprepared, we shall be raised to meet the resurrection of damnation and judgment, the second death. One resurrection leads to life eternal, the other resurrection to death eternal, separation forever. We raise the question, my friend, which one will it be for you? Oh, how we plead that you will listen to the need of your soul, needing a Savior. For it's only those who have Him as their Savior that can ever escape this resurrection of judgment. Let me repeat the words that we read in the early part of this 20th of Revelation. Please let me read these words in verses 5, verse 6 particularly. Note it. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. They shall be priests of God and of Christ. You can see happy will the person be who will have his and her part in the first resurrection. But our beloved, we cannot say that word blessed. We cannot quote that word happy, which is the meaning of it. No, it will not be a happy occasion. It will be not a happy place. It will not be a happy portion to be standing before God at the great white throne judgment when Christ will judge the unsaved dead. My beloved friend, does it not imperatively say to you and say to me that you and I should be sure that we shall have our place in the first resurrection if we thus die? And in that glorious event, when the Lord will raise the dead in Christ, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and to be forever with the Lord. Ah, beloved, please let me stay. It matters not where these dead may have been buried, where they shall yet be buried, who die in their sins. But may I remind you of the words of the Lord Jesus to the Pharisees on one occasion, when he said, "Where I go, ye cannot come. If ye die in your sins," can I quote it again? "If ye die in your sins, where I am, there ye cannot come." My beloved, I beg of you, beware of dying in your sins. You say, "What must I do to avoid that?" My, why don't you bring your sins to the Lord Jesus? For God says the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And does not the word of God say, through him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Now you can be forgiven. At the great white throne judgment, 'twill be eternally too late. Then why not say today, "Jesus, I will trust thee with my soul. Guilty, lost, and helpless, thou canst make me whole. There is none on earth, in heaven, nor on earth like thee. Thou hast died for sinners, therefore, Lord, for me." O blessed Father, may the fear of judgment by the Holy Spirit convict and convert some precious souls. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.